Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. Over the last couple of days, we've talked about the double mood. And we were clear that double mood means that at all times there are two moods. One is within us, this mood of depth and soul and heart and love and all the things we've added up so far today to call magnetism. And we know that there is a mood which is outside of us, which is interest. And interest is measured by our intellectual thinking about a topic that we're interested in. And we cause that interest to be excited by setting goals and setting ambitions and making stepping stones towards a goal and making sure we reinterpret whatever's going on in the outside world to maintain that interest and not make us depressed or lose interest in something. So the interest in something is a really important thing. Now, what gets between the enthusiasm, which is the spirit, which is completely limitless in its energy and its vitality and its enthusiasm, and the mind, which is capable of thinking about lots of things, but can get wounded and get disjointed, disconnected from the thing that it's thinking about, and therefore lose interest and lose presence. What gets between them is irritation. And so the step 11 is about turning irritation around. To be magnetic, you're going to have a long view. If you know your purpose and you maintain that sense of long term, you will hold steady in the face of irritation. Now, it's a high-hearted place. It involves the turning irritation around every time. It means throwing off all irritation and a sense of defeat. You assume a sense of personal dignity, which is, we've talked about, in sense of a mask. It's not stiffness, but you have a dignity in terms of your presence. You don't wear your heart on your sleeve or become transparent to others. You hold a magnetic attitude to allow nothing to disturb you. You cultivate the power to turn disagreeable things of life into humor. You keep the joy at the center of your soul. You develop a feeling of indifference towards things that are not to your liking. In other words, you negate or disrespect your opinions. Now, here's a little poem. When you make a stance, somebody else has to make an oppy stance. The net result is resistance, which is a nuisance, because it creates a fan dance and incompetence, and therefore leads to irrelevance. Need I go on? If you make a stance, somebody else has to make an oppy stance. So when you have an opinion that the earth is square, or that whales are dying, or that people are cruel, or if you have an opinion, you've just bred somebody to be your oppie stance. Now, a lot of the new age people who are fighting for global cooling or global warming or global this or for Trump or against Trump don't realize that when you stand for something, you automatically breed an oppie stand. So the wisest place for a leader to be, and a world leader or a thought leader, as you are listening to this, is to not make a stand. I know it's hard because you think you're really powerful and clever when you've got an opinion about things, you know, black is black, or Black Lives Matter, or things, and you feel like you're really doing a socially healthy thing. But when you do it because you're right, when you make a stand, that just breeds that group of people, you know who they are, right-wing Nazi type people who make an oppie stand. So when you come from your heart, you do what you do, not because you're making a stand for it, but because it's just your organic proposition. You're not married to or welded to an opinion. So this is very important stuff, because if you can develop this, you'll be able to avoid the irritation, which is the dividing line through the left brain and right brain. It's the dividing line between the spirit and the mind. It's the dividing line between enthusiasm and interest. And if you can remove irritation from your life once and for all, you're going to find things come to you a whole lot easier, because magnetism, it's called magnetism because it attracts what you want like a magnet. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day now. Bye.